Blog Talk Radio.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Was a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh. Know how the wild winds blow her. She stood several blasts. She had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind hearts and sides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels.
He was top of the walk, and he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance, but he took up his stance, and he stared in the Irish Rover.
Spiritofamericaparty.com. I just happened to... what's the difference between Benito Mussolini and Joe Biden? Mussolini made the trains run on time. Biden is always an hour late. I was just watching Hannity, and Joe Biden was being interviewed. He had come into town to make a speech on the Amtrak, and the train was an hour late, and all the people were waiting for him, and they said, "How come you're an hour late?" And he said, "Give me an effing break." There's a guy that can take pressure, right? So that's hence the joke, what's the difference between Benito Mussolini and Joe Biden? Joe Biden reminds me of a a payola, a type of a favor owed appointment. And it, apparently there was a mayor in New York who appointed a guy named O'Toole to be in charge of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and O'Toole was totally unqualified. So when the mayor announced that O'Toole was going to be in charge of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, somebody that knew him shouted out, "Hey, Mike, how many ounces in a pound?" And he said, "Hey, come on, guys, give me a break. It's my first day on the job." Here's our Irish show, and of course we're starting off with the Star Spangled Banner and Taps for the Fallen.
Fight the old fight again, son of Tyrconnell, our valiant. tractor from Saxon fields, herons of vengeance fields, bright fire country of Vandalable.
Oh,
set bright by the light of the smile in your eyes. Like a candle that's set in a window at night, your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Father dear, and I often hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Then why did you abandon it? Oh, the reason to me tell. My son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came over all my crops, and my sheep and cattle died. The rents and taxes were to pay, and I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason I left old Skibbereen. 'Tis well I do remember the bleak November day, when the bailiff and the landlord came to drive us all away. They set the roof on fire with their cursed English spleen, and that's another reason I left old Skibbereen. Oh, your mother, to God rest her soul, lay on the snowy ground. She fainted in her anguishing, seeing the desolation round. She never rose, but passed away from life to immortal dreams. And that's another reason I left old Skibbereen. Oh, you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends, for you bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat amore, at the dead of the night unseen. And I heaved a sigh, and I said goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. Oh, well, Father dear, and the day will come when on vengeance we will call. And Irishmen most stout and tall will rally unto the call. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath the flag of green. And loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.
At a cottage door one wintry night, as the snow lay on the ground, a youthful Irish soldier boy to the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him saying, "You win, my boy, don't fear. goodbye. God bless you, mother dear. I hope your heart won't pain. But pray to God, your soldier boy, you soon will see again. And when you're out in the firing line, it will be a source of joy to know that you're a mother proud of your Irish soldier boy. The fighting, it was over, and the flag of truce was raised. The leaders ordered the firing to cease. Old Ireland stood amazed. And when his comrades came to her door with a note from her pride and joy, containing the news in sad appeal of her Irish soldier boy. Farewell, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. By bullets received in action trying to free my native land. I hope we'll meet in heaven above in the land beyond the sky. When you'll be always in the cup of your Irish soldier boy. Farewell to dear old Donegal, Kilkenny and Mayo, Tipperary, Derry and Tyrone, where the bushes green to grow. And when at night you need to pray, it will be a source of joy to know that you're in memory still of your Irish soldier boy.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them for the sod where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toiling cold and heat. But oh, to swing a scythe today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to wander back or own a king's abode, and oh, to see the hawthorn tree and the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her wake it was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled up beside her bed. And Farron's church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, building bricks for load, as they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. such a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth and do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. The veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear, with no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You'll really be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, where the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me back through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as sweet as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fill on the side, and all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bank stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. Na na na.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake. Till some dirty savage to graze his white cabbage most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight. He was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may each hair in his wig be well thrashed with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and merry in river or lake. That the eel and the trout, they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas, may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's drake.
We got 11 minutes left. We're going to run over after the 11 minutes are up, and we'll finish up with part two. I think we'll finish up with a part two. Okay, well, looks like there's no part two there. I'll give you Bold Fenian Men.
It was down by the glen side I met an old woman, a-picking young nettles, and she ne'er saw me coming. I listened a while to the song she was humming. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the Bold Fenian Men. It's 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly forms, and eyes with hope gleaming I'll see them again. In all my sad dreaming, glory, oh, glory, oh, to the Bold Fenian Men. Thank you. when I was a young girl, they're marching and drilling. I walk in the glen side, sounds awesome and thrilling. They loved dear old Ireland, and to die they were willing. Glory-o, glory-o, to the Fulfenian men. Some died by the glen side, some died with a stranger, and wise men have told us their cause was a failure. They loved dear old Ireland, they never feared danger. Glory-o, glory-o, to the Fulfenian men. I went on my way, God be praised that I met her. Be life long or short, sure I'll never forget her. We may have good men, but we never had better. Glory-o, glory-o, to the Fulfenian men.
I'm going to try and play part two again. It may take a couple of minutes because the warm-up to the first tune is an orchestral warm-up, and it's very hard to hear. If it doesn't come up shortly, here it goes. Thank you.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen. For Greece and Rome, who bravely stood, 300 men and free men. And there I prayed I yet might see her fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland long a province be a nation once again.
It whispered to that freedom's ark and service high and holy would be prepared by feelings dark and fashioned vain or lowly. For freedom comes from God's right hand and needs a godly train, and righteous men must make our land a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland long a province.
And as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to that bidding. The spirit of each selfish plan, with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hope someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain? When my dear country will be made a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland long a province be a nation once again. A nation once again.
The small birds whistled and did sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree. And the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. 'Twas early, early on Tuesday night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. To my misfortune and sad downfall, I was taken prisoner by Lord Cornwall. I bear no hate against living things, but I love my country above the king. I alone am left of my native race. I will go to Wexford and take their place. When I was marching o'er Wexford Hill, oh, who could blame me for to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my gentle mother
on the gallows high. My aged father, he was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappy Boy. 'Twas in old Ireland this young man died, and in old Ireland his body lies. All you good people who do pass by, pray the Lord have mercy on the Crappy
Boy. On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind hearts. We have 4 million barrels of bones. We have 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million files of old Nanny Goff tiles and the horns of the Irish Rover.
There was Elvis Mickey Toots, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He would shoot them with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluter and bets. With his smart, witty talk, he was top of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, but he took up his stance, and he stared in the Irish Rover.
There was Johnny McDurk, who was scared stiff of war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk at the rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was a skipper from the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. He longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, full of pudding and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but I saw from the Irish Rover.
We had sailed 7 years when the beetles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced to the two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship took a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over.
Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
And the last of the Irish Rover.
been a wild rover for many the year. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer, but now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never would pay the wild rover no more, and if so, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I went into an alehouse I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. From my pocket, 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes open wide with delight. She says, I have whiskey and the wine's all the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no. What I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, then I never will pay the wild rover no more, and it's no.
Thank you, boys and girls. That was the boys of the Old Brigade. And this time, a song I think that never ceases to have favour with our audience, no matter where we play to. Here's Tommy to sing Lonely Bannerstrand, the ballad of Roger Casey.
Twas on Good Friday morning, all in the month of May, a German ship was signaling beyond out in the bay. We've 20,000 rifles all ready for to land, but no answering signals did come from the lonely Bannerstrand. No signal answers from the shore, Sir Roger sadly said, no comrades here to meet me. Alas, they must be dead, but I must do my duty, and at once I mean to land. So in a small boat pulled ashore on the lonely Bannerstrand. Now the they found him at McKenna's Ford.
country man on the lonely bandit's flag. Now they took Sir Roger prisoner and sailed for London town. And in the tower they laid him, a traitor to
boys and girls, that's Tommy there and Lonely Bannerstrand. And
come all you young rebels and list while I sing, for the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, that's where I was weaned. All my life, fool England to blame. So now I'm a part of the patriot game. It's barely a year since I wandered away with the lawful battalion of the bold IRA. For I read of our heroes and I wondered the same, to play up my part in the patriot game. I don't mind a bit if I shoot down police. For war never gardens of peace, but yet at deserters I never let in. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those prisoners who sold out the patriot
setting o'er the bright meadows of Shelmaleer. A rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormick spurred up the rocks with a warning cry. Armarm, he cried, for I've come to lead you, for Ireland's freedom we'll fight or die. He led us on against the coming soldiers, the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. 'Twas at the horror the boys of Wexford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England. Search every kingdom that breeds a slave. For Father Murphy from the county Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. At Vinegar Hill, or the pleasant Slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back. And the yeos at Tulla took Father Murphy and burned his body upon a rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. The cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again. Was down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair o'die, when Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum was sounded straight and true, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sovla or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Ryalmeath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bid our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Valera true, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, 'neath the hills of the foggy dew.
That's our show, folks. Oh.
a tear in my eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all.
With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall.
With your sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle brighter than me, you can smile all the while, for all other times smile. So let's smile, let's smile for me. When Irish skies are smiling, your blood is like a morning spring. With a little Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when the loveliest part, and it makes even sunshine more bright.
Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light.
For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's never real care or regret.
Oh, springtime is on throughout all of you towns. So let's smile each chance we get.
When Irish skies are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring.
That's our show for tonight, and I hope you enjoyed some of the music. And if you think about those tunes, a lot of those tunes were written when the Irish were in slavery under the British boot, and they had no power. Their language was taken away from them. Their religion was taken away from them. They were denied their religion, and they were enslaved up till the 1900s. They were never a free country until the 1900s, and today they're still six counties short. And the only thing they could do, the only word that they couldn't put it in writing, they couldn't put it in speeches, the only word they could get out was in song. And that's why you hear songs like Kevin Barry and Bold Robert Emmett and O'Donnell LaBue and the Boys of Wexford. And those songs were carried on. It was singing history until the day when once again they could rise up and throw off the yoke of slavery. And let us hope that in our country today we don't end up singing history in song. I remember when. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Have a good night.